I'm not doing anything. No. I'm simply making a hypothetical situation.
Extra luggage
what,
here.
What if she comes out and she says something, hey, well, the reason I do this, I'm going to tell you the real, it's not that I'm crazy. It's not that I you know, just got cold feet. It's the fact that,
the mastermind, it's the mastermind, the modern day Lex Luthor. John Mason is the man that orchestrated this.
What if she comes out and says, I had to get away from him. He was nasty. He was abusing me. What if it's like that?
Then I'm going to need a doctor to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
well,
I'm going to need...
Well, down there. Check the bruises. You never... What I'm saying...
She doesn't have bruises. She's not. Mike, she is just a stupid bitch, and I wish we would stop giving her this flowery runaway bride. You know, and again today...
But, Your Honor, I propose this to you.
Hold on, look
at
this.
We have not heard from her yet.
That's because the attorneys in Georgia haven't decided if they're going to arrest her ass. And if she says anything, she might piss off a judge or piss off the cops.
Either way, we are going to hear from her. One way or the other, we will hear from her.
Look at this one that is, baby.
There you go.
Here you go. Here's how they're handling this, okay? This bitch who ruined this poor schmuck's life, who might be trying to become famous now.
Uh-huh.
Look at there's her picture, her big egg eyes. And right next to it. There's Julia Roberts on the horse, like, oh, hey, it's a funny thing. It's right. A real funny thing that you cancel your wedding and you make your whole family think you're dead and you pretend that some Hispanic has kidnapped you, uh-huh. while the whole time you're banging some Chippendales guy out in Las Vegas. your poor fiancé's eating boogers off the cupboard at home saying, where's my darling? What's her name? Stupid bitch. What?
Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer. Don't trust her.
I don't trust either one of them.
I don't either.
I trust him. Maybe I'll be proven wrong.
Well,
by that.
Well, you don't trust him. You're contradicting yourself. You said you think he's doing this. What is he?
No.
You have to make up your mind about this. Is he just dumb? Is he trying to get on a TV show? What is he doing?
Okay, you're going to back me in a corner?
You've got to make a commitment here.
Yeah. He's just dumb.
You think he's just, no clue.
I'm just blowing smoke when I say he's trying to get a TV show.
Right.
I think he does
enjoy the fame, but...
I think he's just stupid. Yeah. What do you think?
I think he's stupid, and I think there's also a chance. I'm really curious.
Pick one, though.
Like, definitively?
Yes, because I'm going to say that he's not involved in anything bad. He's just stupid.
I think he's just a wonderful human being who loves his woman very much, and she's mentally ill, and one should coddle. I mean, look at her. Look at the poor thing with the blanket.
Yes, I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
With the blanket over her head.
Oh, I didn't see you!
There she is.
But I think we all should be aware of the fact, everybody in this room and the males in the audience should be aware of the fact that when she opens her mouth,
yes,
you never know what she's going to say.
Oh, I know what she's going to say.
How that is that?
She may come out with
yes.
Quite a tall tale.
Yes.
She might.
I mean, you think she's going to get before...
No.
You think she's going to get before the judge, if it happens to be a judge, or a press conference when there's finally the interview with Primetime Live, and she says, I'm ill. I'm mentally ill, and I was just stupid. And I ran away? Or do you think maybe she's going to justify her actions, which is what almost everybody in a similar situation would do?
Well, she bought the ticket in advance.
Right.
Right? But she could say that she was mentally unstable when she bought the ticket. That would be my money would be on the fact that she'll go on these shows and say, I just lost it. You know, what woman doesn't lose it? Has not anybody seen the movie Runaway? That was such a happy movie. And then Jesus. She ruined this poor, stupid guy's life. At least for 24 hours, everybody in America last Friday thought that this poor dumbass
mm-hmm.
was Scott Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
Admitted last Friday, everybody thought, oh, thank God at least she wasn't pregnant because only one person was killed, not two. And look at him now. He's just a big, dumb guy.
I think at the press conference, she'll pull off a mask and it'll be David Blaine.
That would be something.
Or Ashton Kutcher.
I think they're up to something. I think they're like three quarters of the big lie contestants we've ever had.
All right.
I'm looking forward to hearing from her. You know we will hear from her one way or the other.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, from his side, my wondering is, as big as that wedding was, is her family like loaded and that's why he wants to
No, well, here's the deal. Her family is also, remember, they put up the $100,000 reward.
Yeah.
And one of the scenarios I read about said that maybe the cops wouldn't arrest her if they go to her family and say, look, we had to pay about $60,000 for cops and helicopters and everything. Right. If you pay for that, we'll drop the charges against a runaway bride.
Her family is well off. They made a fortune selling shine.
So. It's good moonshine.
I'm done in my show. Hello.
Revenue.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, anybody think about that maybe daddy's paying him to marry her because she don't like boys?
Yeah, there you go. Now we're really getting deep into
this. See what happens when you throw too many theories out there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Don, I back you up 100%. This guy's just stupid. If you listen to the interview of him, you guys keep playing.
Yeah.
He keeps saying that we need to get her some help. What do they need to get her some help for? To convince her not to leave this guy again?
That's well said. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. He's just the dumbest.
Hello, or maybe you're right, Mike. Maybe he's got a little more going on.
Maybe it's two things.
Hey, listen, they ain't Bonnie and Clyde, okay?
No. Maybe he's very, very good or very, very evil.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I think this guy's got about three thoughts going through his head. One of them being Jelly. The other one being Mr. Clean, and the other one being Time Machine.
Time Machine.
Okay, that's a good one from the past.
He might be digging a hole in his foot as big as a quarter.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
You see, there was a day on the show when this jingle would infer it would
clean,
hey, we think you're a moron.
Mr. Clean! That is Mr. Clean!
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt.
Bald head earring.
And I know it started it. Wasn't there a Gallup poll or something that said more people recognize Mr. Clean than the vice president or the president?
Yes, and I will always remember the quote. I don't know who that is up there in Washington, but I sure do know Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean.
All right, Mr. Clean.
I love Mr. Clean.
American Idol is on tonight. Oh, speaking of fat dumb guys, my man Scotty tonight,
Scott Sable.
Everybody's positive that he's out, and now those websites we talked about are getting all kinds of pubs, saying that they're the ones that are screwing up the stuff,
right.
Screwing up the voting. Tomorrow night, also ABC will run Primetime Live. They're thinking about American Idol, and here is what the latest rumor is on the Drudge Report. And who knows, you know, but a lot of times the guy has good information.
Mm-hmm.
Drudge Report earlier today says ABC has audio tapes of late night phone calls.
Ooh.
And answering machine messages with Paula leaving messages for that guy, Corey Clark.
Like, I want you, I need you, I have to be with you.
They are intimate messages.
Oh, awesome.
That's all we can say. Fox, who has come back with everything else that's been alleged, said, we will fight you tooth and nail, and we're going to sue you if you do anything.
Right.
They have no comment on this.
Maybe it's time for her to dignify it now. She won't dignify it with an answer.
It's an inappropriate relationship with a 22-year-old contestant. Like he's a boy. Like she's that teacher that got that hooked up with a sixth grader.
You know, the facts I'm looking at is the guy didn't make it through. You know, he didn't win the thing. He didn't even make it into the final 12. He was gone before the final 32, wasn't he? Or after the final 32?
Yes. Yeah, he didn't even make the final 32.
So she had, I mean, they're doing a show. They're part of a show. They're basically on a cast together.
Uh-huh.
What the hell? Who cares?
Has needs.
It's a contest.
Does.
She gave him tips, and she showed favoritism.
Yeah, anyway. That's true. She votes for them
she's
to get to that point.
Right.
Hold on, I got something here. I got a picture that you, if you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com, you're going to see this very hot Asian chick. Her name is, God, how do you pronounce her name, for goodness sakes? It's simple enough. It's Biling, Bailing, Biling.
It's Biling.
Biling. Anywhere, Mike.
Biling. Anyway, wow.
There's a picture of her that we have up on the
Lord
website.
Lord Almighty. Hell.
And you can check it out on our website. Don't worry, let your kids look at it. It's not dirty. She's naked but covering up.
Yeah, artful.
Here's the deal with this chick, Biling. She was supposed to be in the new Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
And in between the time she made the movie and the time it was released, she has done a pictorial in Playboy.
Okay.
Coincidentally, she's been cut out of the movie.
Oh, Mr. Lucas.
She had a big spot in the movie. You Star Wars nerds probably know that she's going to be Senator Baina Primu, and she was supposed to have some kind of real important role. Now she's She's out. George Lucas Candor. She's out of the movie. Now, here are some quotes. I posed for Playboy, and it may be doing that which upset George Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know Playboy was going to come out at the same time as Star Wars.
Mm.
And then they asked this chick some other questions, like what she thinks about things, besides Star Wars. She said, I think Angelina Jolie is very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Aniston, sweet, but not sexy.
Mm.
About Star Wars, I prefer Natalie Portman when she was younger.
George Lucas has got to be sitting at home today going, thank God I can this woman.
I liked Natalie Portman when she was younger. She has lost something now. Queen Latifah is big, but passionate.
Uh-huh.
I love J-Lo's curves. I love J-Lo's ass. Naomi Campbell is sexy, like Black Panther. I love Kate Moss, who is like a cat. I think Paris Hilton is smart, and I like her style. Meryl Streep is a great actress. I would not want to have sex with her. Just be her good friend. Heather Graham is cut like a doll. Christina Ricci is kind of weird. Sometimes she's fat. Sometimes she is thin.
So I guess we're talking to a lesbian here.
But wait, hold on. Dude. Well, Mike, here's all the proof you need.
Okay.
The end of this little talk, this little like word association thing where she's just talking about people. Uh-huh. She wants everybody to know she loves the Olsen twins.
Really?
Oh, dear.
The Olsen twins are adorable. The fact they are twins is a good omen. It turned me on. I would like to hook up with both of them at the same time.
Wow.
Here is my shout out. Let's get to know each other, Olsen twins. Let's do a meet and greet together.
Oh, my God.
So you got to...
She's an aggressive lesbian.
If you do a search, you spell her name B-A-I, first name, last name L-I-N-G, Biling.
Hope she still got paid.
Last name Guo.
Well, she won't get any like the residuals or anything like that.
Oh, she's out of the movie, so she got whatever the basic union pay would be for having... She's
right.
Like anybody who was thought they were going to be in a movie and then got cut out.
Hello, Hefner. This is George Lucas. You get that Biling out of your magazine or she won't be in my movie.
God, we got a break here today. We got something with Joe coming up. Although I think this is important news.
Huh?
Would you find on the machine that I'm the God of Hellfire thing?
Oh, yeah.
This is important demonic news.
Oh, the most demonic news is good. Important.
I am the God of Hellfire and I bring you fire.
Now, I want you to listen. I don't often talk about Bibles and stuff and the books of Revelation.
And now, breaking demonic news.
This, Mike, this, I think you're going to find...
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you...
This is God.